The first bill to land on Governor Sean Parnell's desk will be one that he introduced. The measure relaxes regulations on cruise ships and lets them use mixing zones when they release waste. By doing that, it strikes down part of a citizen's initiative requiring vessels to meet clean water standards at the point of discharge. Minority Democrats in the Senate cited that as a reason for opposing the bill during their floor speeches. Senator Johnny Ellis, who represents an Anchorage district, said his constituents had concerns about the legislature rolling back a measure that they had voted on.
These were not environmentalists. They were not part of the conservation, organized conservation community. They were regular Alaskans who participated in the Citizens Initiative. And encouraged me in no uncertain terms to be very, very cautious about overturning citizens' initiatives. That's a dangerous road to go down when we think that can be toyed with lightly.
Senator Liesl McGuire, a Republican from Anchorage and a supporter of the bill, responded that some voters might have misunderstood what the initiative actually required. She says the original initiative used charged language to describe the way cruise ships processed their wastewater.
When you sit back and look at voter psychology, when people go into the ballot booths, it's not clear that voters always understand what they're voting on, to be honest. Alaskans are very smart, savvy people, intellectuals, but a lot of it comes down to the information that they're presented with as they go into that booth.
Debate also focused on impacts to the state's fisheries. Conservation groups, tribal organizations, and some members of the fishing industry had come out in opposition to the bill. The bill ultimately passed the Senate on a 14-6 vote. Senator Lyman Hoffman, a Democrat from Bethel, joined the majority in approving the measure. The bill passed the House earlier this month on similar party lines.